Lord, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life. So we're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Arthbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. We're talking about the Earth Mother, the last segment, and we're going to continue on with that. Only because the things that she provides for us and the things that we're doing to her, whatever we do to her, we do to ourselves. I can't express that in a bigger way. You know, she had these clean waters. You know, when I was a child, and I've heard this story many times, is that when I would go out on the lake, I could see to the bottom, and I could, and now I can't. A lot of these lakes, I cannot do that, and they're not that deep. You know, maybe 30, 40, 50 feet, you know, 60 feet. But yeah, that's just an incredible thing to me, because here we are on this earth together. And, you know, we want to leave something behind for our kids. But yet, you know, we have to say to our children, you know, I'm sorry, but geez, you know, I was part of this thing. As I came into this life, I thought that's the way life was. And we had all of these things at our disposal, which is technology mainly, you know, being cars or whatever else. And we used them as transportation. And we didn't get to see the horse era or those types of eras where we had to travel by foot or this or that. And then we have these houses that have heat in them, and they're putting off all these carbon footprints. And we didn't realize what we were doing, but we had to say to our children, you know, the Earth Mother provided all these things for us, but now we dirtied them. And I'm sorry, but you're going to have to clean them. And you're going to have to clean her up in some way, somehow. And that's going to be a big job, because it's going to take all of us. We are like several billion people on the face of this earth right now, and just one is not going to make a difference, but it will, if that makes any sense. Each to his own, I guess, on how you approach and do things in life. There's things that we can do. I know that they've been talked about. There's electric cars for one. That's going to help with air for the Earth Mother. There've been talks about riding together to and from work, car share. I see that happening, but not enough. Reduce the amount of trips you make. There's a lot of little things that we can do to really help do this and clean this up. I know that they got those adopt the highways, and that's a nice thing, because, you know, there was a point in time when I'd look at the side of the highways and all I would see was garbage everywhere. And now with this adopt the highways type thing, and it shouldn't just be up to these people, it should be up to everybody, each individual. But I've seen these highways turn around and really take a turn for the better. But then again, where are we taking all of this? This Earth Mother, I know that she provides even these materials to dirty herself, but we do it in a way that is not very good. You know, the technology that we have, we can go to the moon, we can send a ship to Mars and further on to Pluto. And why can't we use that technology to really do something good for the Earth Mother. You know, I was thinking that when we looked at these lakes, the blood of the Earth Mother's veins and how we've dirtied those things, you know, wouldn't it be advantageous for all of us if, you know, we start to teach our kids that, hey, you know, yeah, these are dirtied, so maybe there's a type of filter that we can put into these dams that are here on this reservation, which is the Leech Lake Reservation. And they put these dams in, these Army Corps of Engineers. They did it without our consent or our knowledge. But they put them in, and wouldn't it be advantageous for all of us to, if they put them in there, at least put in some type of filter that wouldn't clean the waters too much, because otherwise the fish wouldn't be able to live, but they would clean a certain type of thing out of the water, a certain type of chemical. You know, everything that lives upstream is that is affects everything that lives downstream. That's a true thing. And so as this water keeps going downstream, you know, as these people dirty it but try to filter it out, they still don't catch everything. Then the next people have to filter it out even more, but it still doesn't catch everything, and it keeps going down the line. That's kind of a disrespectful thing to me, to really dirty up all that water so that the people way downstream, you know, really have to watch what they drink and how they filter their stuff. So wouldn't it be a good thing that we could find a way to filter some of that stuff out? I know it takes a lot of money, and that's what I'm always hearing. It comes down to money. But can you really put a price on our lives and the lives of our children and our children's children? No, I don't think so. I know we can't. And in order for them to keep on going and keep our legacy going and to keep this earth going until we, you know, possibly reach the stars, we have to keep it clean. And we're not doing a very good job of it right now. So the Earth Mother, she provides all of this stuff for us. So we should try to keep a really keen thing going with and directing the lives of all of us and our children to keeping it clean. Without her, there is no plan B or no planet B. There's only planet A, and that's it. This is it. We haven't reached the stars yet. So in our Ojibwe way of life, you know, we're looking at all of these things. And in every walk of life, you know, we're looking at the respect, the total respect of everything around us and the Earth Mother. And how we treat her. So once again, you know, we're coming to a close here for today. And thanks for joining us. And thanks for tuning on in. But give it a thing. Remember now, gratitude is an attitude. And it spreads out into everything that you do. And how you think. And what's here for us. And what we're leaving behind. So once again, miigwech for tuning on in. Thank you. And we'll see you again next time. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back again next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Miigwech.